Blog Talk Radio.
This is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio, on the air on the Thursday night, and just want to go ahead and get started as I got started a little late myself. First and foremost, I'm going to go ahead and do some plugs, actually, before I begin. Jimmy John's, I ate there today, I think actually really for the first time that I remember. Had a sandwich there. And unfortunately, Subway, I can't eat at Subway anymore. The sandwich I had there was really, really good, and I just can't even support Subway anymore. I want to give a shout out to Martina and Chloe, some female talents out there in Atlanta that I'll be doing a lot of work with in the near future. Shout out to Visual Cocktail, a major photography studio in the United States of America. Shout out to Melissa, Stephen, and Bethany, who will be starring in my movie, Girlfriend Please. Shout out to, of course, the director, Troy Nelson of SFITV. Quick shout out to Mr. Celebrity in the ATL, who is managing a new artist in Atlanta, female artist. Her name is Tiana. You can go check her out. Her website is now live. Visit www.sheistiana.com. That's TEANNANCY.com. And, of course, you should always visit my website at www.imtmworldwide.com. All my contact info is there, my social media pages, and, of course, my number is 706-393-8426, my current number, as, of course, I am not in Miami anymore. So what are we talking about tonight? If you clicked on the link, whether or not you got it off of Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn or Google Talk or whatnot, you see the title says, How Much Is Your Life Worth? Sure, that got some people curious. Let me read it. People put themselves in positions that they don't want to be in many times because they do not realize they have value. So they accept many things that they hate as a result. They accept a low responsibility job. They accept low pay. This also goes into why some ignore education. They feel they have no value, so education won't add anything to them anyway. For those that do have an idea that they have some self-worth, a decision has to be made on how much. You work hard, come to work on time, you stay late, etc. Is that worth $10 an hour, $6 an hour, $20 an hour? People determine how much your life is worth, and you agree to it when you sign your name to the paperwork. People also determine how long you will work for the money that they've decided to pay you. Have you worked on your job longer than 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years? Not many can say that they've been on the same job for 5 years in a row, and definitely not 10 years. A small few have. They've been on the job maybe 15 straight years. But then, are you really earning what you're worth? That's the question. How much is your life worth? Does it matter? Do you care? Do your children care? Why should you care? It's a general discussion, and this is the topic. Call in 646-652-4479. If you are that person who believes that you are worth more than what you're getting out of your life currently, whether that means getting paid money, whether that means you having time to do the things that you want, what is it? You know, everything is different for everybody. That's why I have this discussion tonight. I will be doing some other shows this week that are not sports related. I will be targeting Ferguson eventually. I'm putting something together for that specially. I was going to do something tonight, and I changed my mind last second. But this is what we're going to talk about tonight. How much is your life worth? I'm going to give the number out again for those who might just now be late getting on and you hear me talking, but you don't know how to call in. You call in by calling this number, 646-652-4479. And as always, I always remember to launch the chat room. If you are on a tablet, laptop, or computer, if you click on the link, you can find that there is a chat room for the show. So if you're too shy to call in, you can type in your notes, and I will comment on whatever you say as long as it is legal and you're using proper English, because I do not use cuss words or anything like that. No vulgarities are going to be allowed on my show. So again, 646-652-4479. Let me go ahead and speak on one aspect of this topic tonight. I've actually mentioned some of it in the intro there. Let's see. Okay, well, let's go to one of the pictures that I posted up. Everybody knows what slavery is, right? No matter what country you have been originated from, in certain cases, there's always been some kind of form of slavery. Maybe not 10 years ago, maybe not 100 years ago, maybe not 1,000 years ago, but somewhere, there was one dominant race and another one that was under the supervision of others, right? And as a slave, no matter what the country, again, that slave had a predetermined worth, didn't they? Whether it be merchandise, whether it be food or money, a slave was worth something to someone, right? A slave, however, could never change that situation, right? They could never change how much they were worth. They couldn't tell, master, I think I'm worth a little bit more than, you know, 2 gold bricks or, you know, 3 horses or whatever, right? The only way a slave could really physically change their self-worth was to die, because then you don't have any worth. They didn't sell their bodies back then, did they? Egypt or Africa or wherever, right? Now, that's just being real, right? We have a form of slavery that's been going on for years, and it's just been, it's not even been unnoticed, but maybe it's been ignored. And that comes to the workplace. And the thing of it is that when you're talking about this topic, it's a matter of, well, why don't people talk about it? Is it just because they just don't want to admit it? You have to think about that. Because when you're working, and like I said, again, nothing wrong with working. You have to work in some form, shape, or fashion to earn an income, correct? However, it's a matter of the methodology is you can only go so far, or you only deserve but so much, or you shouldn't try to get more, because when you get more, you start rubbing elbows in the wrong circles and people get mad at you that you're trying to do better for yourself, or you're trying to rub people the wrong way, you're getting an attitude, you're getting too big for, that's crazy, isn't it? Just think about that thought process. I'm gonna talk about this. Before I do this, 646-652-4479 is the number to call in if you're listening. Thank you for listening to the show. This show, necessarily, because, again, I have a habit of doing shows last minute, and that's my fault. Didn't really get a chance to really put up the show. Therefore, I'm not expecting a lot of callers, if any at all. Doesn't matter, because guess what? You get to listen to the show however long you want, however many times you want after the fact. That's the reason I'm doing the show. So that way people, especially the ones who might be at work, the people who might be asleep, the people who got to take their kids to school in the morning, all that kind of good stuff, they didn't miss it. You know, they can listen to it after the fact, and they can even post messages after the fact. Okay? That's what my email is for on the website, www.imtmworldwide.com. Very easy. Anyway, let me mention this aspect of things. Let's mention the company of McDonald's. Everybody has eaten at McDonald's, or you know somebody that has, right? So, person gets hired at McDonald's, let's just say, okay? They are trained how to do stuff, right? Let's just be specific on one aspect of McDonald's, and that's frying fries, okay? Now, this new person that's hired, scheduled for training, right? Let's say that person, for whatever reason, whatever excuse they can come up with, because you know how some people, usually, and FYI, of course, usually people who get hired at McDonald's are a certain age range, right? You don't have 32-year-olds getting their first job at McDonald's, do they? Okay? So let's say this young person is, you know, between 16 and 19 years old. Okay? Let's say they don't show up for training. And let's say if they do show up, they show up late every day, however long training is. Okay? If they do get on time, get there on time, they don't pay any attention. And even with all that being said, whoever hired them didn't fire them. Maybe they're somebody's friend. You know, what is it? It's all about who you know, right? Okay. So they get a start date. And the first day of work, they try to fry some fries and they burn them. Better yet, they burn the oil. Better yet, they burn somebody, right? And they get fired. Then what they do is they go back and say that McDonald's is a horrible company. They're a scam. They didn't do me right. They didn't give me a fair chance. Now, from what I just told you, how does that sound to you? How do you feel about that? If you refuse to train, how do you know if anything works or not? Because you don't walk into any job knowing every aspect of the company. There might be some things you're familiar with, right? But at the end of the day, when you go into training for somewhere like McDonald's, they're not just having you do those fries, are they? They're showing you how to make McFlurries, how to make a Big Mac, how to work the drive-through window, how to do inventory, how to ring up customers, how to clean up at the end of the night, how to train a new person to do all those things, right? How to manage a shift, right? But if you never accept the training at the beginning, you'll never have the chance to get to the good stuff, which could be managing McDonald's, making it profitable, making it the best McDonald's in the city, having a chance to enter a program where you can earn your own McDonald's franchise, right? Now, if that took 7 years to do all that, wouldn't that be worth it? I almost hate saying this phrase. Or nah. I hate that. I hate even saying it, right? So the reason I even bring that up, because of McDonald's, of course, is a multi-billion-dollar company. And when it comes to self-worth, guess what? Whoever is doing those fries, they have a self-worth, right? And they're getting paid a certain amount of money to do that particular job. However, there's people who would do it for a purpose of owning a McDonald's, where there's other people who refuse to even think about having a self-worth, and they're just doing it for the vine. I mean, they're just doing it for $7.25 an hour. Does that make any sense about self-worth? How much is your life worth? Your life is your time. And if you put time into something, you want to be able to get what you deserve to compensate you for that time. That is a very simple concept, but a lot of people don't get it for some reason. Now, that's just one very, very, very small example, right? Now, as I continue, let me go ahead and throw the number back out there again, 646-652-4479 to call in. You can hit me up on the chat room. I'm going to go ahead and hit my – actually, I'm not even going to do that because I can see Instant Messenger from my page. I don't have to keep refreshing that. So if anyone wants to chime in online, you can do so. But definitely you have an opportunity to actually speak your thoughts live so everybody else can hear you. Because there's people listening. You better believe there's people listening. They might be scared to death to call in because they just never done anything like that before. And like I said, you got people who are at work and they just can't, or babies are sleeping next by, husbands, spouses, all that kind of good stuff. But there's people listening, and they're listening from all different parts of the United States, and, you know, some of y'all international, okay? So back to this subject, how much is your life worth? Have you ever asked that question to yourself before? Okay. So let me ask you this question. When it comes to self-worth, how far are you willing to go to actually prove that you do have self-worth? How hard are you willing to work to prove to somebody who might be your employer? Okay, you see, you might already kind of get an idea where I might be going with this one. Because, see, the thing of it is, again, employers have companies to be profitable. And so at the bottom line is they got to make sure that the company is profitable by any means necessary. So when it comes to employees, unless you're really like one of the higher-ups, you're always in a position to not be there anymore for one reason or another. There's a company in this city called Kellogg's that is in the process of laying off all their employees. By the end of 2015, the company will be officially closed. Okay? Now, some of those people have been working there for 20-something years, for sure. Some people there just got a job last year. You see what I'm saying? Dollar Tree just bought out Family Dollar for like $8 billion or something like that. There's going to be a lot of employees of Family Dollar not working at Family Dollar in a year. Excuse me. Okay? And there's people being laid off in the military. There's a military base here called Fort Benning. There's thousands of people not going to have jobs soon. Okay? You can't say you don't have a choice in what you do to earn a living. Okay? Did you know that the average American works 4.5 years on their job at a time, total? That means they either quit because they're not getting paid enough, they quit because they don't like what they're doing, they're laid off because the company can't pay them, they're laid off because the company doesn't want to pay them so they can be more profitable, that's what restructuring is called, or they're fired because they either, you know, did something or someone don't like them and they're not there anymore. 4.5 years. Let's just say whatever position you have right now, can you see yourself there for 4.5 years? And if what in 4.5 years, will you make enough money to where if the worst does happen, will you be okay until you get another job? In 4.5 years, will you earn enough money to not have to work again? Will the company you currently work for allow you to retire before the age of 65 years old, 50 years old, 45 years old? If you're already that old, how much longer are you willing to work? Because, again, it always comes back to needs analysis to where if you have children, have you really been able to enjoy your children over their lifetime? Think about that. That's a hard question, but it has to be asked and answered sometimes, right? Isn't it fair? Do you really want to be 65 and to be talking about, hey, let's go to the Rocky Mountains? That doesn't make any sense, does it, at 65? You see what I'm saying? You have to think about that to the point where, okay, well, if I'm not making enough money on the position that I'm at, what do I do? Should I do anything? Do I ask for a raise? Do I go to another city? See, a lot of people get caught up in the loyalty aspect of things or other people around them and things of that nature. Listen, at the end of the day, your immediate family has to take precedence over everything, minus health issues. Like right now, I'm in a city where I don't want to be because my dad has cancer. You see what I'm saying? I left Miami Beach to be here. You see what I'm saying? So those are extenuating circumstances. Other than that, if there's a company somewhere else that will pay you $10,000, $15,000, $25,000 more to do the exact same thing, what would make you not go? That's what you have to be asking questions for, because people ask that all the time, and then they still – then they complain when they don't go. They complain about how they're not getting any money. They're making $10 an hour, where if they move to New York, they're making $21 an hour doing the exact same thing, but they won't move to New York and come up with all kinds of excuses not to. They will not do it, can't do it, shouldn't do it. Mm-mm. Can't happen. You see what I'm saying? What is it then? They want to do a particular thing, but they don't know how to do it, but they won't get the education to be able to do it. Does that make any sense? They know if they get this education, they can get this position that pays them $70,000 a year, but if they don't, they're going to continue making $32,000 a year basically forever, because every year you get evaluated, you're not getting more than a dollar raise in the typical positions out there, right? So how long will you have to work to make $25 an hour if you start off at $10 an hour? How much is your life worth? Are you really willing to risk being able to work at a company for a long enough period of time for that to even happen? Or are you willing to do something a little bit different, like move or change the field that you're doing? There's nothing wrong with that. Because at the end of the day, you've already, there's too many people, I say you, but, you know, figuratively, there's people who've been doing something that they don't want to do to make money, and they've accepted it, especially depending on how good the money is, supposedly, for a long period of time. So what would the difference be in changing it if it just comes down to making money, because, again, how much is your life worth? Is it time? Is it money? Is it family? Those things have to be weighed, right? That only makes sense, because somebody else otherwise is going to make the decision for you eventually. Because, again, if you're not happy with what you're doing, eventually your work production suffers. People start noticing it. You start getting rid up. You know, like I said, I've been behind the lines for a long time on different aspects of things, and you can tell. You can see people. Motivation comes in different aspects and forms, and it ain't always money. You'd be surprised. You know, some of my experience lies in the entertainment industry. There's a lot of people who turn down major stuff for silly reasons, very silly reasons, very, 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 very silly reasons, and none of them were involving money. But they made a decision in their head, one reason or another, and they didn't do something. That one little thing prevented them from doing bigger things. And it's the same thing with the job market. Getting to the interview on time, getting to the interview and being prepared, getting to the interview and having your resume, getting to the interview and knowing what questions to ask and have answered. Simple stuff like that prevents people from doing a little bit more, or at least getting to, like I said, everything should be a means to an end. Frying fries, owning a McDonald's, that pulls in, let's just throw out a number, $10 million a year. If you got to work 7 years to make $10 million a year, is that worth it or not? How much is your life worth? Is working for a period of time to get to a certain point worth it, or are you willing to continue to do whatever it is that's not letting you pay all your bills, not letting you be able to take trips when you want to, not letting you see your immediate family members? You know, 2 months ago, I visited my great-great-grandmother, who's 102 years old. If I had a regular job, I might not even have seen her again, truth be told. That's just being real. I ain't seen her in almost 10 years before I saw her 2 months ago. And I don't know how long she's going to continue to live, but that might have been my only chance to actually get to see her. Understand. That's important. I don't got nothing to do about money, does it? So is there something that you have that is worth something to you, I should say, that makes you have to ask that question out loud? How much is your life worth? 646-652-4479, if you're listening, I thank you. But if you have a thought or a comment, you can call in and or use the chat line and type in something. I am live. I'll even type in something real quick. I'm going to just say hi. Hi. All right. So I'm not even going to take a break tonight. I'm going to see if anybody calls in, but I'm going to go ahead and finish out the rest of these thoughts for tonight, because I'm going to do this show a couple of times over the next couple of weeks or so. And make sure I didn't miss any of the points that I did very hurriedly as far as my notes. Talking about McDonald's. Oh, I hadn't talked about Walmart. How many people work at Walmart? How many people know somebody that works at Walmart? I got 6 minutes. Almost forgot. So, you know, the running joke in regards to Walmart to an extent as far as the let's say, clientele that usually purchases items there and things of that nature. At the end of the day, the weird and the crazy people that shop in there, the wealthy that shop in there, the ones who are not so wealthy shop in there, the quote-unquote ghetto people who shop in there, the rednecks that shop in there, everybody's covered, okay? Kind of hate on everybody, right? At the end of the day, Walmart in 2013 made $467 billion. Almost $500 billion. $500 billion. Okay? That being said, think about all the people who work at Walmart as a whole, not the executives, not the regional managers and those people, right? But let's think about the door greeters, customer service people, people who ring up the registers, things of that nature. How much are they making? Now, I saw a clip of something saying, well, Walmart can't pay everybody $15, $20 an hour because they go out of business. No, that is not true. And y'all know it's not true. Okay? Especially depending on what city they lie in. Again, this thing about self-worth and how much is your life worth, again, you got a lot of cities that have completely ignored the cost of living hike that has happened with food and clothing and shelter and all these kind of things, but you still got people making it pretty much the exact same thing that they were making 30 years ago, and that's just stupid ridiculous. Or is it? Does it matter? How much is your life worth? Are you really willing to work for wages that really don't compensate you properly per your efforts, your true efforts? You're a lawyer. You go to work when your leg is broken. You go to work when your kids are sick. You go to work when somebody in your family dies and you misses a funeral. You go to work even though somebody had a wedding that you really needed to go to and you didn't because you were loyal. And they're paying you $8 an hour. Is that $8 an hour worth it? And don't say you don't have no choice because I already mentioned, right? You can move, get more education, whatever the cost. You do what you got to do. You have priorities, and people set their priorities high or low, right? Come up with money for other stuff, but when it comes to stuff that's really important, they're just, oh, I can't do it. I want to get a higher education, but I really need to buy these two bottles of Patron. Really? I got to go to the club every weekend for the rest of my life. Really? You know how much money just in club going? People, if they weren't doing that, I'm just saying. You got a lot of shoe freaks out there, guys and girls. How much money can you pay on Jordans, seriously, over a period of time? That's your college tuition right there. Anyway, back to the fact of the matter. $8 an hour, $6 an hour. There's a young man at a department store. I won't mention the name, Sears. Worked at Sears. I met him, talking to him, because I was talking to him, approaching him on making some extra money at worst. So I was going to pay him out of pocket. He didn't want that. He never called me back, of course. But anyway, he was telling me that he was getting trained. He's in the electronics department and whatnot. And this is Sears electronics department. You already know where I'm going with this. He got paid $8 an hour, you know, going through training. But when he finished training, he got paid $6 an hour plus his commission. $6 an hour. He went down $2 an hour after training was done. He was there, at least when I was there. Last time I went by there, told me that his hours just got cut from 30 to 16. Making $6 an hour plus commission that we all know he wasn't making because there's a such thing as Best Buy and H.H. Gregg, correct? How much is his life worth? He's self-determined because he's still there that's how much his life is worth, $6 an hour, 16 hours a week. I'm going to end the show on that note because I'm going to do a couple of more shows to give people an opportunity to put in their thoughts and feelings about this particular stuff. How much is your life worth? How much is your life worth? Doesn't matter. Do you care? Is it worth nothing? Are you really going to just go through life and just whatever happens, happens? Is that really, you know, shrug the shoulders? But that's how a lot of people live, and all you got to do is turn on TV, look at Facebook, and you can see that, can't you? But is there more? Is there an alternative? Is there an option? I hope it helped a few people just kind of think about things if they listen to it, and the people who are going to listen to this show over the next however many eons, 1,000 years, hopefully. Hopefully that this helped a little bit. And again, I'm going to do some more shows. I'm going to have some guests on some other planned shows. But until then, I hope this helped. How much is your life worth? Think about it. Email me, Chris@imtmworldwide.com. Call me, 706-393-8426. Maybe you'd like to be on the show as a guest. You got to be a special person to be a guest, though. That note, this is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Show is over for tonight. Y'all take care. Bye.